listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Bible Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want everybody, wherever you are, if you're driving your automobile, don't take your hands off the steering wheel. I want everybody that's laying down, sitting down, standing up, standing on the corner, waiting for the bus, waiting for the cab. Raise your hand and repeat after me. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. So now, what we just done, no matter what the enemy throws at us, no matter what the enemy come, we still going to have our joy. It's always been our motto at First Church, Fivefold Fellowship. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And nothing that the enemy can do to take my joy. And you can reach us at Church Fivefold Fellowship at 772-777-4431. I go to our website, church5.com, and Sunday mornings, Sunday school start at 10:30, and our morning worship start at 11:30 a.m. And our Bible study will pick up again back in November, and our times will be Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You can also hear us on Sunday morning to blogtalkradio.com / Apostle Whitaker. And you can reach us at the radio station right now at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. If you need prayer, no matter what you're going through, let us pray for you. And if you would like to send us a donation, you can send it at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And that is the address of the church. You can send us an email at firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we would like to thank Robert Joseph of Red Med Pharmacy for being the underwriter of this program, The True Word of God. The True Word of God. They are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-332-7740 for all your medical needs. And also, we want to thank Treasure Chest Discovery. New daycare is getting ready to open up. They are getting ready to do enrollment. If you want more information, call this number at 772-323-0010. 772-323-0010. That's Monday through Friday. And I also want to give a shout out to my good pastor friends, Pastor Caraway of Caraway. I always pronounce his name wrong. Caraway at Life Changing Ministry and Pastor Bennett of Love Wings Ministry. And Bishop Hill and some more of my good friends. And on Friday night, me and Pastor Bennett, we are trying to get all pastors. If you're not doing them on Friday night, we go from different churches and we just pray. And it's praying. We need to start coming together and we need to start praying together. And you can call me at 561-718-2361 for more information. You can call Love Wings Minister at 772-242-3292, and that's on Friday at 6:30. And in the audience, we have my lovely wife, my right hand, my little pack of dynamite. Amen. Prophetess. Y'all hear me? The prophetess, Betty Whitaker. Boy, when you marry the prophet, you ain't be in some serious trouble. Amen. Because the prophet sees everything in your life. Amen. And a good friend of ours, Brother John Wooden, and I'm going to speak into a life. I'm going to call him Pastor John Wooden. Amen. I'm going to speak it because I told my wife that he ain't nothing but a walking Bible.
Amen. I talked to Brother John.
He's a strong man. Scripture after scripture. He'll sit down. He'll explain that thing to me. And I said, Lord, he just like my friend, Apostle Calway. When I talk to him, I normally give a sermon. Amen. I talk to Apostle, And boy, for a little bit, I got a sermon. I can't sit back but just say, oh, amen, praise the Lord. But it's good when you hang around good men of God who right, know the word and who live the word. And who want to and encourage others and live in the word of God. Amen. So today, our topic on today is something that I think that everybody need to go through, and that is called breakthrough. A lot of people hear the word breakthrough, but they really don't know what it really means. So I asked my wife to open us in prayer this morning before we get started.
Good morning, Father. Mm-hmm. Good morning, radio listeners. Father, we come to you this morning. We ask that you open up our hearts, open up our ears, our understanding to your word. Mm-hmm. Lord, allow somebody to receive that this word may penetrate their heart so that they can take it in and they can be able to live your word. Mm-hmm. Father, rain on us this morning. Speak a word in our mm-hmm. life. Speak to us, Jesus, in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother John, this say hello to the audience out there.
Well, audience, my name is John Wood, and I just want to say hello and thank you all for listening this morning. We have a special blessing out there that we will touch your ears and hope that it take root in your heart as well. And I just want to thank my good friend in the Word of God, Apostle Whitaker, and his lovely wife, First Lady Whitaker. And we just look forward to having a great day and a blessed day in the Lord.
Amen. See what I'm talking about? He about ready to preach already. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're going to go ahead on and do one scripture, and then we're going to just take off from there. And we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to use verse number 13. And it says, "There have no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able." And that's a part of that. You are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. No matter what you get into, God always give us a way out that you may be able to bear it. Now, what is a breakthrough? And the definition of a breakthrough is a sudden, dramatic, or important discovery, or a development, or instant of achieving success in a particular sphere, activity. What is a breakthrough? It is a moment when everything changes, when what we seem impossible, come on somebody, but now suddenly become possible. You no longer settle for anything less than extraordinary. Breakthroughs are the reason why people succeed, and no matter what goes on around them. But a lasting breakthrough requires a change in one, and all these, there are three elements that we need to get into today. So I'm asking my panel, if you just want to jump on in, just jump on in. Amen. But we got to understand that we need a breakthrough in order to make changes in our life. If there's no change in the life, then you don't have a breakthrough. Now, sometimes people get a blessing mixed up with a breakthrough. Now, you may be going through something. Say like you having a hard time in finance, and you praying to God, and you just praying to God. You praying to God for a job. Well, you got a job, but you still ain't got a breakthrough yet. That's just a blessing, because God has blessed you. Now, the breakthrough going to come when you break through your finances, when you achieve, when you success. So now we got to understand the difference between being blessed and a breakthrough. Because a lot of people think when they get blessed that they got a breakthrough. No, you got to work out the breakthrough. Yeah, breakthrough, it costs you to go through a breakthrough. And you got to give up some stuff to get a breakthrough. You got to suffer to get a breakthrough. Some things got to be broken. Some things got to be changed in your life to get a breakthrough. Come on, somebody. We got to understand. A breakthrough. I mean, a breakthrough is what this, to me, is what it means. You got to break through. You got to go through. And we always use scripture, you know, press on. You know, you got to press your way through sometimes. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feels like, but yet you still got to go on. At the last moment, at the last ounce of strength, you just, boom, you bust through. And this is what we want to talk about today, because somebody need a breakthrough right this morning. Somebody is going through, somebody is suffering, somebody is in need, somebody is going through finances and health and marriage, but you need that breakthrough. So now, if you need a breakthrough, you need to give us a call at the radio station at 772 221-1100 or 888-221-8990 and let us pray and so that we can help you get a breakthrough. So now, the elements, and we're gonna just going to start out. And I understand that there's some new strategies that you have to do because you can't keep doing the same old thing. Come on, church. I'm sorry, but come on, church. You just can't keep doing the same old thing and expect for you to get a breakthrough. So now you got to come up with some new strategies.
Amen. So
come
amen,
on now. Amen. You got to have some new strategies in order to get. If you're still in the same old spot and you ain't got nothing through, you need to change your strategy.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, one of the things I just want to add mm-hmm. on to what you're saying, one of the best breakthroughs a person can have in giving their life to Christ.
Yes.
Because once you give your life to Christ, a change has come within that person's life. Now they're no longer doing things according to the world, mm-hmm. world way of doing things, mm-hmm. but now they're doing things according to God's way. And one of the things we learned, the scripture tells us in the book of Romans 12, that we no longer conform to this world, but we be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And once we renew our mind, our way of thinking changes, and now we're in line for that breakthrough. And one of the keys, there's three keys for a spiritual breakthrough. I don't know what infirmity you might be wrestling with out there. I don't know what addiction you might have.
Mm, come on, brother.
Or whatever shortcoming there is, mm-hmm. there's always hope, and Jesus Christ is the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we have is because of him. And we must, once again, consider Christ as our Lord and Savior, and mm-hmm. we begin to rest in his finished work that he did on Calvary for us.
Amen. So now you're saying that to get Jesus Christ, you got to have a new strategy, what you're trying to tell folks. Because a lot of people don't know who Jesus Christ really is. So they're doing the same old thing, but yet in the new strategy is in Christ Jesus. So in order to get that breakthrough, that means that I got to stop sinning. I got to stop doing what I'm doing.
That's right. Turn your life over to Christ.
And so in order to get that, my new strategy is I got to get hooked up with Jesus. I got to be baptized and I got to just change my life because there is a greater power that's working on the outside that I cannot see. So then once I begin to get hooked up with Jesus and my eyes become open unto the truth, because the reason why I can't get a new strategy because the enemy has blinded me unto the truth. So now I can't see the truth. But I do know one thing. When you get hooked up with Jesus, your eyes will come open. Truth will be able to see. And once you got the truth, now, come on somebody, now I can begin to see the change in my life. Now, we need to understand, Brother John, that sometimes it takes a little time. Now, like with me, although I gave my life to Christ, I still have some habits. I still have some issues that I had to work on. So some people get, you know, delivered instantly. And some of us, you know, I don't know about y'all, but some of us still have to work at it and work at it and work at it. But here's the problem. I never gave up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I never gave up. No matter what I went through, I still held on to what I heard. So once we get to understand, but truth, you know, I like hear people all say is that truth will set you free. It won't set you free. Truth will make you free.
Amen.
So in that breakthrough, you know, it's the right strategy that we need. And Jesus Christ is the beginning.
Amen. It's also a better way to do something mm-hmm. that changes the results overnight. Mm-hmm. Most people think of a breakthrough as a simply a matter of finding the right strategy by itself. But if you've ever thought about making a change mm-hmm. from growing your faith to shedding your worries, you know there are millions of strategies out there, some good, some bad, all claiming to be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those answers beg the question, if it's that easy, why aren't we all living lives of mental, physical, and financial wealth?
Amen. Amen.
You know, strategies are important, is an important part of a breakthrough, but there's only one third of a much bigger equation. The real problem is often the second element, yeah, which is our story.
Oh, come
the
on.
The story that we Ooh. Have to tell mm. about how
you
we,
make me shout
how we
already.
Came over, mm. how we were delivered yes. from where we once were.
Yes,
yes Lord.
I like that. If you knew my story, come on, somebody.
My story tells everything.
If you knew what
me.
I had to go through.
Oh, come on.
If you knew what I had to suffer in order to get where I am now. If, you know, because everybody got a story. Everybody got something to tell. Come on, somebody. If you tell your story, somebody going to get delivered.
That's right. Amen. Because, you know, I do believe, Apostle, that when we go through things in our life,
mm-hmm.
I believe that we're not going through it for ourselves.
Yes.
Our testimony mm-hmm. of how we came out of it is there to help somebody else, to pull somebody else through. Because sometimes we think that we're going through something worse, but there's other people going through something worse than what we have already yeah. gone Amen. Through. So our test, even just a partial mm-hmm. of our testimony, is to help somebody else in their life situation Listen. To overcome.
Yes, yes. Let me give the phone number to the address and to the church, and I'm gonna say it a little slow this time. The phone number is 772-777-4431. This is to the church. And I'm also going to give you my cell number. It's 561-718-2361. And the address to the church is 1689 Biltmore, Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And the zip is 34984. And if you don't have a home church and looking for a church, you can come to First Church 5-4 Fellowship. And I know that when God comes in and we begin to do what God called us, we see a lot of people get saved, a lot of people get delivered, and a lot of people get healed. And one thing that I do know, that we will help you get a breakthrough. And that's one part of ministry that God has given us, has given our breakthrough. And a lot of people really need breakthroughs right now, because we going through such a hard time. And this time, people are hurting in their finances and hurting in their marriage and hurting in their relationship with their children and with their husband and wives and mothers and fathers. So now we need Jesus in our life, and that will be a story. Now, if you was to hear my story and what I went through and what I had to go through in order for God to put me into the position. And part of my story is I used to argue with God all the time. I don't want to be no pastor. I don't want to change, because I was living good, had plenty of money in my pocket, doing whatever I wanted to do. Why I wanted to change. But I really need that breakthrough, because I don't know about y'all, but I got tired of doing the same old thing over and over and over again. I got to a point in my life, I got real low. Self-esteem had got real low. Confidence had got real low. And I knew it was a better way of doing things. You know, sometimes you get tired of going out to the clubs and drinking every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know how some of us know, we get them hangovers and take 2 or 3 days for your head to settle down, you know. Come on, somebody. No, come on now. Y'all done did that kind of stuff. You know, but yet it still, I understood that it was had to be something better than what I was doing. And every time I go to church, you know, I was going to church and to the club, going to church and the club. Now some of us do. You know, we go to church, leave the church, because I was one of the biggest offenders. Leave the church, go right to the club. Come on now. Preacher had to be through preaching by 8 o'clock, because 8:30 I had to go. And I tell my friend, look, he preaching too long. Come on, some of y'all don't say that. Man, preaching too long. I got to go. Go, you know, in the house of God. Leave the house of God and go right into a Satan's den. Start the drinking.
Oh, yes.
Start the dancing. I've just left, you know, heard the word in my heart, but yet it's still, I was not a doer. You like said, the word went in the right ear and came right out the left ear.
A lot of times, Apostle, people,
come on now, tell our story.
People think that going to church is, it puts a Band-Aid really over their circumstances, yes, or whatever they're going, mm-hmm, through. It puts a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. It makes them feel good at that moment. Yes. So they put that time in to go to church to, yes, hear the word. Mm. But yet still we want to come out and, mm-hmm, continue to do what we do, which is to have fun.
Yes.
It's double standards.
Double standard.
But until you find your way, the real way, mm, it takes Christ to get our, yes, attention, mm-hmm, to shake us in order to make us stop playing with him, mm, to get real about this thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite sure we all got a story, mm, of how we came to Christ, because God begins to shake us. Mm-hmm. You need to make up in your mind, mm, which master you gonna serve.
Come on now.
You're gonna either serve me or you're gonna serve, mm, Satan.
Come on.
You
now
cannot do both.
Mm. Come on, Brother John. Give us some of your story. Just a little bit, man. I know you got a big story, man. Come on now. We all got stories.
Well, I'll just share a little bit of my story. You know, like I said, I was similar to Apostle, out in the world, having fun, making a lot of money, and, you know, just partying and taking life basically for granted. You,
yes,
know, it was my mom who I was closest to. Anytime I needed to hear something about the Bible, ask a question, I always went to her. And it was that one day, you, mm, know, when she became ill, we were, mm, speaking over the phone. Yeah. I was supposed to see her the next day. And I remember it was like 3 a.m. in the morning, and all of a sudden I saw my sister, my aunt, my uncle ringing my doorbell, and they, mm, live down in Miami. I live in West Palm Beach. And I'm like, wow, something's wrong. And I didn't see my mother, and all of a sudden they told me that she had went into a coma.
Mm.
And when that happened, I began to change my life right then, because, mm, of the fact I was taking things for granted.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You're going to be, everything's going to be all right today. Mm. Everything's going to be all
Come
right tomorrow.
Now.
You got plenty of money, mm-hmm, you know. Mm. So basically, when that happened, when the Lord took my mother home, then I had nobody else to go to but
come
him.
On.
You know, he said he's a friend that sticking closer,
oh, yes,
than a brother.
Yes.
He said he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. So basically, that was the change of my life, and it happened around 1991.
Amen.
And ever since then, I've been walking with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So our story, our personal negativity and our past circumstances and hurt and criticism and our failure keep us from finding the keys to help us to be more effective and transform the quality of our lives. So these things what we hold on to. And we got to learn, if you want to get the breakthrough, you got to forget about the past. And I find out through a ministry to a lot of people that the past will keep you from going forward.
Yes, it will.
You can't get a future if you keep looking in the past.
And holding on to it.
Holding on to it. So, mm-hmm, that's how you got to get a breakthrough. You got to break through that stuff that used to hurt you, and that negativity and that criticism. And that will keep us from finding what we really need. And all our stories that while we can or cannot achieve something. Because we always got some kind of excuse, I'm not doing something. Man, I hear a lot of people all the time, well, you know, I'm not ready to come to the church yet. I'm not ready to give my life yet. I still got some more growing to do. But like your Brother John said, tomorrow ain't guaranteed to you. Who said you're going to wake up tomorrow morning? Just because you went to sleep. I know we all, you know, go to bed and we all have these big dreams of getting up in the morning, going to the store, getting the hair done or whatever. But who said you're going to wake up in the morning? So it's where you want to live your eternal life. So we need this breakthrough. We need Christ in our life. And when you change your story, guess what? You change your life.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And see, people don't understand. I'm the type of pastor, I love to dance. Now, I was a dancer when I was in the world. So why when I get to the house of God, I got to stop dancing? All I did was change my dance partner. Same old dance, change my dance partner. That's all. And when I got that breakthrough and I understood who Jesus Christ was, and I understood how great and the mercy and the grace of God that was on my life, man, I shout every day.
Amen.
Because I know how good God is. I'm glad that I got my breakthrough. I'm glad I'm not hindering. I'm glad I'm not held up no more. But I broke through. Guess what? I'm happy that I did what I did. Ain't nobody put a gun to my head. But I got tired of that same old situation. Somebody is tired right now.
Apostle, just want to touch on, yes, one of the keys to get a breakthrough for those, yes, that already know Christ. One of the first keys is called faith.
Come on.
You know,
now.
Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that it's impossible to please God without faith. And James even tells us faith without works is dead. So when you believe in something, you're going to act on it, you know, because the word is going to fall in your heart. Your heart is the ground. The word is the seed. It goes into the heart and it takes root in the heart. And the more time you abide in Christ, the more he will abide in him. It's all about that personal relationship. And once you build that bond with him, it is sealed for life, you know, and there's nothing he won't withhold from you. No good thing he won't withhold. And he'll help you if you cast your cares on him.
Yes. Amen. 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 But we got to continue with, man, we need to get a 2-hour show on this, man, for this breakthrough, because this is so much that we want to give out to those that are really hurting and somebody want a breakthrough. So we're trying to help you get a breakthrough. So if Sunday morning at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, First Church 5-4 Fellowship, Sunday school started at 10:30. Our morning worship started at 11:30. And if you want a breakthrough, I don't care who church you go through, but if you want a breakthrough, come on out. But come with the expectation of God doing something in your life.
Making a change.
I guarantee you that you will get a breakthrough. So we want to thank Robert Joseph, a Red Med Pharmacy, for being an underwriter of this program, The True Word of God. They are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1. In Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-333-2740. And Treasure Coast Discovery, give them a call at 772-323-0010, because they're getting ready to do an enrollment. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. And I say once again, one more time, and be glad. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Ooh, thank you, God, Jesus.
Be the glory.
I just want to shout a little bit. I want to have some treasure in this place. God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. I feel the anointing right now.
There's a crazy anointing.
There's anointing in this place. It might be a radio station, but we can still have church. Thank you for listening to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the True Word of God.
Hi, this is Al Richards, Uncle Al, your radio pal. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit community calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO, 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. Or email your events to WCNO at WCNO.com.
5th Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. Fifth Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest 5th Street and 2nd Avenue behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience.